Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzoff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Great to have you with us. Coming up, we'll hear from head coach Ken Niumatta, Lolo Mids in Cincinnati coming up this week. Dale Pearson talks to us about defense. We'll hear from safeties coach Dan O'Brien and Sean Williams just about what it is about the safety who is a torpedo as a tackler, but also one of the nation's leaders in forced fumbles on the season as well. We'll tell you about all the great things going on around the yard. Navy volleyball team headed back out on the road for a big one with Army as the Miz try to maintain second place in the Patriot League standings heading toward the Patriot League tournament. A reminder, the Navy Business Services Division helps keep a lot of things going at the Naval Academy, gives midshipmen a lot of great activities, not only on the field, but certainly off, as the Drum and Bugle Corps and many others who are a very big part of everyday life at the Naval Academy. Go to usnabsd.com for more shop and dine at the United States Naval Academy. Coming up, Navy head coach Ken Niumatta Lolo. We'll talk with him in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA. I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life. This is our home. These are our cars. This is where we pick up our kids from school. This is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
11 states, 13 institutions. Some of the nation's largest markets. Over 360,000 students. 2.6 million alumni. And 22 championship caliber sports that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Mids getting set for the Bearcats of Cincinnati with head coach Ken Niumatta Lolo. And you guys keep calling on different players, it seems like, week after week. Mike Martin got the most significant playing time of his career. You guys really thin at B-back right now. Looked like he gave a pretty solid account of himself for the first time upon asking.
Really happy for Mike. You know, he's a senior that's waited his time. He's worked hard. And to come in against a team of the caliber of Notre Dame and to play that well, just really, really happy for him.
You know, when you go back and look at this, and obviously, you know, right now you're in a position where you're looking for different positives to accentuate the second half performance of the offense overall, because they had their ones out there for the most part. Can you take something from that and obviously try to build on that for this week?
Definitely. You know, we thought we played better in the second half offensively. I thought we did a good job defensively at times, getting, you know, we had some turnovers and we couldn't capitalize offensively. I thought we were solid for the most part on special teams. We had one back kick, but, you know, Owen's actually been kicking decent this year. You know, you have to, Pete, you know, when you're 2-6, you got to look for positives, especially as we, you know, get back into league play against a good Cincinnati team.
for the Bearcats? I mean, you had to know. I mean, Luke Fickell's been some good places, coached with some good coaches. You knew at some point they were going to get this turned around. Thoughts on what you've seen from this particular Cincinnati team from the one you guys ran for 569 yards on a year ago?
Much tougher. You can tell just defensively. I mean, Luke's a defensive guy, but hard-nosed defense, well-coached, like you expect. You know, they're running the ball offensively. I think last year, they're still tough last year. Just they're still learning, you know, obviously, you know, Coach Fickell's culture and how they do things. But like you said, Pete, it was just a matter of time. You see in the recruiting rankings this past season that, you know, he's been there. They're killing it in recruiting. So the staff, he's got a really good staff.
And a guy that's going to get access to transfers as well, like we see throughout this league right now. Yeah. Ritter, the quarterback, what difference has he made?
Well, I think it just fits what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of zone running plays, you know, play pass off of it. You know, they get him out of the pocket, but just, you know, they're tight end. Runs and passes that they, you know, slip their tight end out in flats and do different things with their tight ends. But, and he's athletic, you know what I mean? So he just presents a lot of problems because they do a lot of zone read stuff. I like what they're doing. I really like what they're doing. I think it really complements them on defense, tough, hard nose on defense, you know, running game on our offense with some play action pass with an athletic quarterback, you know, pretty good formula for winning.
You guys finally got C.J. Williams at least back on the field last week. Do you anticipate being able to use him a little bit more this week?
Definitely, Pete. You know, just he's coming back, and, you know, those kinds of injuries, we just, you know, ease him back. But he's feeling better and better. I'm feeling better about that position. We got Malcolm back. Hopefully Keone gets to continue, you know, to improve with his hamstring. And with that, we'll be, you know, as healthy as we've been. Trey Walker was able to take off his brace. So that's encouraging.
I know he's only been back at slot for a couple of games now, but the thing that's impressed me about Malcolm is he's not been afraid to stick his nose in there as a blocker and lead the way for other slot backs. I know you're not surprised because he might be the most competitive guy you have on this football team.
No doubt, Pete. Competitive, smart, tough, selfless. And so, you know, he's not, hey, you know, give me the ball type of back. He's going to do whatever the team asks of him. You know, we run our toss play. We've been doing that for years, and I haven't seen a guy cut back like that and make a big play like that, especially against a team the caliber of Notre Dame. It's just, you know, he's playing really, really well, and, you know, hopefully we can get more guys to play to his level for us to have a chance.
In a year where you've had a lot of inexperience at that position, your thoughts on the development of Michael Cooper as this season has continued to go along? Really looked like he fit in and played the part against Notre Dame as well.
I mean, that catch that he got, Pete, that Michael got against, again, like you said, a Notre Dame corner to go up and grab the ball and, you know, outdo him for those 50-50 balls, I think it would only help his confidence. So super excited about that because, like you said, we got some young guys there, but some talented kids.
Still see the fight in this team every day in practice that you're looking for?
That's the one thing that gives me hope, Pete. I see our guys continue to come, as we call it, water the bamboo and continue to grind, touch the line. And so I've been encouraged by that. They did that after the Air Force game. They did it after Temple. Did it after Houston. And, you know, with our lift yesterday, I was encouraged by that. We got great leadership. And we still got a lot to play for. You know what I mean? You know, our message is, hey, obviously we got to start here, but, you know, we still got a chance to go to the bowl game and beat Army. And if those are two things you can accomplish, I would say it's a pretty good year. So we got to continue to keep fighting.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set to take on Central Florida with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. I've asked all the coaches the same question. Mm-hmm. This is uncharted territory for you all.
Yes.
As a complete staff, mm-hmm. none of you have been in this position. Mm-hmm. What are the challenges, though, of being in this position and trying to get this team ready week after week after week, considering this league shows up every week, man? I mean, the athletes in this week just keep getting better and better.
The most important thing is leadership, as a coach, as a coordinator. It's just being positive. Again, things are pretty bad right now. We're in a spot that we've never been before. We're not used to this. I mean, this is not a good feeling. at the same time, you have to come out there every day and bring your A game as a coach. You got to come out there with energy and keep infusing these kids with energy and giving them confidence. Because right now, you know, we're hurting right now. We're hurting with confidence and, you know, things are just not working for us. So you have to just build these kids back up. Again, just find a way to keep them positive. And again, as a coach, you got to be a great leader. Things can't get bad. You got to just keep on get on the positives and just try to find a way to find the light somewhere and then work on that and just keep pushing forward.
Like you said, you guys put together some of the better plays from this past
yes.
week, and it shows the guys, look, we were able to do some mm-hmm. things. But in terms of consistency, has this been by far, in all the time you've been here, mm-hmm. the toughest to gain that consistency that has been such a staple of this program?
It's been a rough stretch you know, these last five or six games, you know, with being consistent. And also, like I always say, my man, I always sit back and look at myself, okay, what am I doing different? Can I just simplify it even more? Because my job is to help these kids win football games. And I hate walking in the locker room and seeing the look on their faces. You know, so for me, can I make it more simple for these kids to be able to go out and execute and find that consistency where maybe just one call a game, just one play, go out there and keep running it. So mm-hmm. just trying to find something to help these kids be more consistent. So I look at myself, because without a doubt, this has been new as far as the inconsistency that we've been having, the mistakes, the breakdowns. Just can't put things together. And again, I look at myself first and foremost because I'm calling the plays. Can I call something more simple for these kids to be able to go out and execute?
I know people will look at it on the surface and say, you know, looking at Georgia Tech's production, running obviously a similar offense. Mm-hmm. But you look inside the ACC and outside of Clemson, mm-hmm. who's got literally four pros on their defensive line, I would look at the defensive linemen in this league you're playing in right now. Guys like Cortez Broughton, who you saw yes. on Saturday, Gerard Carter and Ed Oliver down yes. at Houston. There might be better defensive linemen in this league that are playing in that league. And how difficult does that get trying to be consistent when you're going up against tremendous individual players? So we've seen in the past, a great individual player sometimes mm-hmm. can be disruptive enough, and Cortez Broughton was certainly that on Saturday.
Well, it's definitely been tough, you know, trying to move the football. You know, our scheme definitely helps us to be able to move the football. And as a play caller, you have to try to be perfect, but again, you can't be. So again, you have to just try to find things that's going to help your kids be able to go out and execute. But the people that we're playing, there's some dudes out there.
Right.
There's dudes on every
right.
D line, and there's more to come.
Right.
So
I mean, there's a reason why this league had more people drafted than the Big 12.
Yes.
Last year.
Yes.
And they go out and prove it every weekend. It's amazing.
Exactly. You know, this is a really good league, a lot of talent. And again, for us, again, it goes back to our scheme and why we do what we do to be able to compete. We just got to do it better and be more consistent because, again, it's not going to get any easier. We just have to get better and continue to grind and execute and then find our niche, find our home, get back to home base and just start ripping things out and mm-hmm. executing play after play after play, getting the ball in the end zone, getting in the red zone, helping our defense out and taking care of our responsibility as an offense.
As long as he's healthy, is it Zach's job, at least for now, going forward?
Yes, you know, again, just you know, we kind of feel right now, going back just to certain things in our offense that we've been pretty good at,
right.
He fits the bill a lot more. Again, Garrett will continue to be ready if he's called upon, and Garrett can do some of those things as well, you know. And again, he's done it this year also, but again, we're going back with Zach because again, right now we feel that he gives us the best chance to compete in this stretch of our schedule.
Is this, I don't want to say good in a sense, mm-hmm. but in terms of personal development as a coach, at somewhere along the way, I know you're hoping as a head coach to go through maybe something like this, to at least have the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Does this help in terms of professional development, having at least had one experience like this that you can learn from? And if that were to ever happen again, at least you now have something to fall back on. I know it doesn't taste good.
Oh, exactly.
But, you know, this is, in terms of professional development, this has never happened to a lot of guys around here.
It's very important, I think. And again, we look at all of it. One word comes to mind that what we're going through right now teach you is humility.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something everybody needs. You know, right now we're dealing with it. And again, we have to be humble, sit back and look at it. We've been doing great things, but right now we're in a storm. And we have to find a way to fight through it and be humble and understand, hey, these can be great 1 second. They can go bad. And it's how you deal with it that's important.
All right. Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Ivan Jasper in the mids, and, you know, got to love the coach up front about everything. Put it all on his shoulders and all on him and his offensive staff, and they go back to work this week hoping to come up with a game plan to challenge Central Florida coming up. Last year, played a great game against them and only lost 31-21 in Annapolis. Coming up, defense, Dale Pearson, how do they stop Mackenzie Milton, this UCF offense? We'll talk about that when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Download Blazin' Rewards, a Buffalo Wild Wings loyalty program where you can earn rewards by eating wings, hanging out with friends, and watching sports. Just sign up at BlazinRewards.com and then keep doing what you're doing. Head to B-Dubs, enjoy the food, enjoy the sports, and earn points. It's that easy. Turn your visits into points and your points into awesome rewards. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Earn cash back on tutus, dance lessons, and tiaras, so I can get a little more towards something for me.
Or Operation...
Pay for soccer, pay for piano, pay for dinner. Then use the cash back on something for Mama.
The Cash Rewards Card from Navy Federal gives you 1.5% cash back on purchases and has your back with fraud protection. Apply now. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set to take on Central Florida. By now, you all know who their name is, and Dale Pearson, you and 22 others who have come before you taking your shot at this developing juggernaut down there in Orlando. What has it been as you've seen it now, playing them last year, seeing them on tape this year? What has allowed them to ascend to this level, but more importantly, keep it at the level they've been able to do it week after week?
I think they have tremendous athletes. I think the last staff that was there were really, really good coaches. I think the staff that's there now are really good coaches. They didn't change a lot of scheme stuff. So, you know, everybody that was there, it was sort of a seamless transition. They have a phenomenal quarterback. Quarterback is... as good as there is in the country, I think.
You look at what he does, and obviously you all as coaches break it down to the most minute detail. What is it about him that has made him such a good player so far in this league?
I just think he's a winner. I mean, he can throw the ball from every position, arm position known to man. He's got decent speed. You know, he'll run, pick up what he can, and all the time he's running, he's looking for receivers downfield, so it makes him really dangerous, you know.
They also seem like they've got the ability, though, and as much as the publicity as Milton gets, and it's well-deserved, but they run the ball well, too. And that, I think sometimes people kind of forget about that because it's easy to just say it's Mackenzie Milton, yada, yada. But they've really developed a really nice run game, and their offensive line does a real solid job at the point of attack.
Yeah, I think it'll be one of the better O-lines we face. I put them up there close to Notre Dame's O-line. They're really well coached. And then their running backs, you know, and I don't know all their names, number 9 was their starter last year, and now 30 is getting more and more time.
Sure.
Number 4, we saw him last year. He's big, physical, can run. So, yeah, they've got all the pieces. I mean, good wide receivers, good tight ends.
The little detail things, are they asking them to do anything different, or did they pretty much leave Milton
in charge of what they were doing last year and what they're doing this year offensively, similar?
Yeah, they've changed a little bit, but it's relatively similar. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if the reads have changed for him. I think he did maybe more last year, but they've simplified it so he's a little bit more potent this year. So I don't think it was too hard of a transition for him.
Ask all the coaches this. This is uncharted territory for you all. You all have not had a year quite like this. You know, we ask the players all the time, you know, from a competitive standpoint, how did they deal with it? But as coaches, and all of you in this building have been in this business a long time, how do you all deal with a season like this? Because you know you have turned over every conceivable stone looking for potential answers to help this football team. As coaches, how do you all deal with a season like this?
Really, you just have to keep your nose down and keep grinding. I mean, there's no other way to do it. You know, you're disappointed after the game, but as soon as you get on the bus, you know, you have to realize you've got another one coming up next week. I think this is when your best leadership, your best coaching has to come out. And you can't do that if you're, you know, pouting around and, you know, feeling like, you know, you don't have any friends. So I just think you need to wake up the next day and, you know, go back to work. I mean, that's really all you can do.
Speaking of leadership, and you all talk about this as coaches all the time, your best leaders, they don't come in the locker room and throw tables over and scream and yell. They go out on the field and do it. Could you have asked more of Hudson Sullivan last week playing with that club on his hand, Bobby McLaren? And I mean, legion tackles, and he's throwing his body all over the place, desperately trying for you on Saturday. Is it kind of, you know, is the prototypical, you know, midshipman football player?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're getting that out of most of them. You know, Heflin tries to run around, Sean Williams. I mean, you've got a bunch of guys that are trying to do what's asked of them and do what it takes to win a game. We just need to become more consistent, and, you know, hopefully we get them one this week.
All right, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Right, thanks.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. It was interesting talking with him this weekend, Coach Nia Matalolo, about, you know, the changing faces and the challenges of defenses and what offenses are trying to do. And now a lot of onus being put on those Navy middle linebackers because of the crossing routes that have become so evident in college football. Keep an eye on those this week with Central Florida. Coming up, we'll take a look at some of the things going on around the yard. We'll hear from Zach Avey about his return to quarterback. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. A reminder, Naval Academy Business Services Division, usnabsd.com. Shop and dine at the Naval Academy and support the mission of not only our great sports teams and our midshipmen student-athletes, but a lot of the great activities, drum and bugle corps and other things that help shape the lives of midshipmen while on campus at the United States Naval Academy. Once again, usnabsd.com. For the mids, Zach Abey has been in short yardage packages. Only three other players have scored more touchdowns than him in a Navy uniform on the ground. Back at it as the mids get set to take on Central Florida this week. Last week, he got back under center full-time against Cincinnati. His thoughts on returning to the position.
I mean, being the short yardage guy, like I've been under center all year, just not running the whole offense, but running mainly what I do. Even when I'm at quarterback now. So I mean, it really wasn't that big of a change. I mean, just getting back in the meetings with Coach Jaspers, I mean, it's just, you know, it's something that that's all I knew up until this year. So not that big of a change.
AB and the mids take on Central Florida, 12th ranked team in the college football playoff pool. That's a crime, by the way. That UCF team is really, really good. Are they as good as the top four? Probably not, but they're not that far off from that group either. 12 noon kickoff coming up on Saturday in many of these Navy Radio Network stations. Meanwhile, around the yard, lots of things still going on. We've got wrestling underway. We've got basketball underway. Stephanie Pemper's team opening up with Division III Catholic and blasting them 81-36. Some youngsters that are playing very well. Go to NavySports.com to get a complete recap of that game. Eddie Chellis' men's team had a couple of bright spots in the second half before succumbing on the road in Norfolk at Old Dominion by a final count of 67-44. The Veterans Classic this week. Doubleheader action. Providence and Wichita State. And Navy and Maryland in the nightcap. Great one coming up for the Veterans Classic. Hope to see you at Alumni Hall coming up on Friday night for what should be a tremendous Friday night of basketball action. Volleyball completing regular season play. We're counting it down toward the Patriot League tournament, where the Mids will be the number two seed for the upcoming Patriot League basketball tournament. Final regular season at Lafayette on Thursday. Then they'll bus up to Worcester for a matchup with Holy Cross on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And really wacky schedule for those volleyball players this year. Played a bunch of home games, and the last five have all been on the road. But they will be the number two seed for the tournament. Water polo in action on Saturday versus George Washington. That'll be at 8 o'clock over on the yard. Then they'll see Johns Hopkins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Squash, big win for the guys this week against number 13 UVA. Congratulations to the Navy squash team on that. They will host a couple of different opponents here over the weekend. Starting on Friday night, Fordham will be in town for a match at 7 o'clock, followed by Hobart at 9 a.m. on Saturday, in Western Ontario on Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Then the weekend finishes up with Boston University at 10 a.m. on Sunday. So good luck to the squash team. And again, congratulations on that big victory over UVA this week. Jack Lentz picking up a 3-1 win as the 16th-ranked Mids won 5-4 overall in that one. We'll see you in Orlando, Florida on Saturday, or we'll see you at the Veterans Classic on Friday night. Navy and Maryland, 8:30 tip-off, preceded by Providence and Wichita State. Should be a great night of basketball action. Hope to see you there. By the way, congratulations to Navy men's soccer player Jacob Williams, named the Patriot League's Rookie of the Year. Boy, did he deserve it. One of the top scorers in the league, and really found some building blocks for this Navy men's soccer team going forward in the latter half of the season. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. We'll talk to you again next week on another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.